At a Monday afternoon meeting, the two groups looked at the regional transit network. County Public Works Director Derek Radke said they're planning a new Snyderville Basin Transportation Master Plan. They're negotiating a contract with an unspecified vendor now. Radke said the aim is to have the study done by this fall. However, County Council Member Roger Armstrong argued that aside from long-term goals, they also should focus on some short-term actions to head off the traffic issues that are choking them now. Park City's transit manager Kent Cashel talked about the guidelines he's been following in recent years.
Probably 5-6 years ago, what message that was coming clear to me from our council was don't add pavement until it's absolutely necessary. Recognition that at some point in the future, you know, that's probably just a reality that we're going to have to add capacity. But to try to find every method possible to prolong the need to do that. And so, you know, we focused on transit, making transit accessible, getting people any way we can get people out of that peak hour. Because with that philosophical mindset, which I hear being articulated now from the county as well, I think it's pretty well aligned.
When asked how to cut back on vehicle use, Cashel said there's a whole range of ideas.
There's as drastic as, you know, you could start charging on the highways during a congested period. You can work with employers to try to shift people just a little bit because our peak hour is not, it's just not that long.
No, it's not.
But, you know, the problem is it mostly occurs in the afternoon, 3:30 to 5, sometime in there. And we all like to travel during that time. One of our big challenges is ski areas are kind of built around the day. And there's sort of a ski day in people's minds. So it's not as easy as maybe a factory where you go and say, hey, can we just shift maybe a half hour this way where you start.
Armstrong said free parking encourages the use of cars. On the other hand, charging $200 would discourage that. He said between those two ends of the spectrum, they have to find an approach that will incentivize visitors.
A 20-minute wait for a bus, maybe too much. I mean, you know, where's the tipping point for somebody to get out of a car and take a bus? Because our buses are great, they're convenient, the stops are easy. What are the incentives that say, you know what, it's actually easier for me to get on a bus than it is to drive my car up to the resort, unload my skis, go find a place to park, come back up to ski, then go back all the way to my car. I can actually get on and get off, and the bus will drop me right next to my car when I'm done. That's, if we can communicate that to tourists, that's a good thing.
He added they have to make it easy for people to use the bus.
You know, we can't run buses every 5 minutes. It's too expensive, and the demand would not be there. But we can probably run them more frequently at high demand times and less frequently at other times. We've got to solve the weather problem. We talked about that in our last meeting. We need some smart bus stops at high traffic areas. You know, bus stops that are enclosed and heated and have Wi-Fi. So to Jack's point, you're not losing time. If you have to sit and wait for a bus, you've got Wi-Fi sitting there. You can actually maybe do some work if you have to wait 5 or 8 minutes for a bus or make some calls or do whatever you can if it's a comfortable place to be. We can't afford to do that with every single stop in the county, but we can do it with high traffic stops.
City Council Member Tim Henney echoed Armstrong's point about free parking. He pointed to a particular resort area.
And right now you've got Deer Valley with 6 parking lots at Snow Park, and it's free parking. Guess what that does? Those lots fill up every day, even in non-peak times of the season, because it's free parking. I mean, you know, and so Deer Valley wants to have free parking. That's their property. They can do what they want to do. Maybe not, you know. Maybe if you're going to enter the city in a vehicle, there's a fee for parking your car in an open lot at Deer Valley. I don't know. I'm just saying, if we're going to look at this in that kind of way, we should probably be trying to blend some of those kind of longer-term goals of changing behavior and reducing the use of car into that traffic management.
And you guys thought I was the radical.
That last comment from City Council Member Liza Simpson. County Council Member David Ure said whatever happens, they have to look to some open space areas near Park City for parking.
No matter what we do, no matter what way you guys talk, we're going to have to prepare 4 or 5 years out there with infrastructure. And I would say whether you're talking 248 out that way or whether you're talking 224, there's going to have to be some open fields or something for parking out there for people to come in. And I think we ought to be looking for places and maybe even purchasing some property out there for them, because eventually we're going to do that. And it'd be cheaper to buy an open field than it would be to build or buy buildings and have to tear them down. What do we have to do?
County Council Member David Yore. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.